Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining me this evening. My name is Rita Moore, and I'm a psychic medium connecting with those who have passed over. I would like to keep the readings tonight between 5 and 10 minutes in length, and also I'm not legally able to answer medical questions. Another thing, too, is when I'm just talking like this, the lines are open, so feel free to call in. It's only when, obviously, I'm talking to someone else that it may be a little bit difficult to get through. So just relax, grab your favorite beverage, and let's go from there. I had thought about many different topics to talk about tonight, but the fact of the matter is that the last couple of weeks have been a bugaboo for me, and I don't know how it's been going for you guys out there, but I thought to myself, just what is going on? Are the planets out of alignment or something? But it led me on one of my famous quests, you know, what is going on? And what was interesting is that it brought up, I've seen this word come up in a lot of different emails and posts and stuff like that, and the word is karma. And I know that word has been tossed around quite a bit, and frankly, sometimes it does get on my last nerve. I think that just for understanding this concept of karma, the Eastern and Western philosophy, I think sometimes there's a little bit of discrepancy in the understanding of it. For the most part, and very simply, karma is simply the process of cause and effect. If you do A, then B will happen. So in other words, if you plant tomato seeds and water them and look after them, tomatoes will grow. So in that respect, karma is not a negative thing in a sense. It's not a punitive or a punishment type of thing. It's basically what is called what you put out there is what you're going to get back, and the old adage of what goes around comes around. So with that said, I would like to say this. There are times when no matter where your heart is, no matter how kind you are and your best intentions, it just seems that things are really not fair. And a lot of people have said to me, well, Rita, you know, life isn't fair. So I thought to myself, well, yeah, I can understand that because we're all diverse, we're all different, even though we all share the planet. So where's the commonality in this, and where do we find that balance in life? And I thought to myself, there's only one thing that you can do, and it's go back to yourself. It's going back to the self and saying, you know what, today, in this moment, I'm going to do the best that I can do at this given time. And just go from there and put your best shot, you know, out there, put it into it, put your heart and soul into it, and go for the gusto, because a lot of times we do things. Sometimes we do them from the goodness of our hearts. Sometimes we do them for a response of a specific kind, and sometimes we do them just to do them, just to have the experience of it. But whatever comes back, I don't believe is necessarily indicative that you did something wrong. It's just that there's a lot of people involved in these equations. Sometimes it's just one other person, and that makes up the mix, and it kind of throws things in a tizzy. So, like I said, it goes back to you, and just do the best you can. Recently, I have been working, or I will be working with some children, some psychic children, and hopefully that's going to grow and grow and grow. And one of the things that I really enjoy about that is when I do my mediumship work, I have noticed that children that have crossed to the other side, they come through like gangbusters. Everything is so clear and wonderful. And I thought, why is this? But first we'll get to our caller, and we'll continue from that, you know, point of view. In the meantime, this is Rita. Who am I speaking to?
My name's Jim.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from Florida.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Jim calling from Florida.
Hello, Jim. How are you this evening?
Good, thanks. Just had a wondered what you see for the rest of the year for me. I'm thinking of moving to South America, or relationship or financial, anything you'd like to hit on, please feel free.
Okay, well, normally, Jim, I do just a mediumship, but let me see what I'm picking up for you this evening. There will be a move. It's not going to be immediate. It'll be later on this year. I feel warmer months, like towards the summer months for you. I feel like at least within the next 3 months, you're going to, how would you say, making plans. It's just that kind of a feel for me, okay? I think that there's, but I would say, a lot of preparation that has to be made. And I also feel that the preparation that has to be made has got to do with, like, legalities. And what I mean by that is, for instance, do not leave any loose ends behind. Let's say, for instance, you're renting an apartment and your lease is up in May. If you have to leave, or if you find something and, you know, you find that you leave before that time, make sure that the issues with the lease are resolved before you make your move. That's what I'm talking about in respect to legalities. As far as career is concerned, I see that you're going to pretty much stay on there's a path that you've initially started. Is that correct?
Yes, I guess you could say that.
Mm-hmm. That will continue, okay? It will continue. What I'm seeing, it's like, I'm not so sure if it's going to be the main path, but I do see it continue throughout this move, if that makes sense. And I guess the reason why I'm saying that is it may be something that you can actually do out of your home.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. As far as romance is concerned, I've got to be honest with you. I'm not seeing one individual that is going to be the one at this point. I see more interaction, more of a social interaction, dating kind of thing, two or three different people. And I really don't see the love life making a turn for the more serious aspect of it until later on this year. I feel it's going to be closer to the fall months. Let's say starting around September.
Okay.
So I hope that answers your question, hon.
Okay, thank you, Rita.
You're welcome, dear, and have a great evening.
Good night.
Good night. All righty. Well, getting back to my psychic kids, and the fact that those children that have passed over, like I said, they come through like gangbusters, and I said, wow, they are so much fun to deal with because they're very clear in their communication with me, and I guess the fact that I'm a huge kid doesn't hurt anything either. But really and truly what happens is that children do not have a lot of the clutter that we as adults do have. Your mind is open, it's clear, whether here or in another dimension. And so they're able to communicate in a way that, like I said, is very concise, and there's no mistake about what they are trying to convey in as far as their messages are concerned. With that said, I want to introduce the sense of play into your life. One of the things that I noticed in the last couple of weeks, along with my own other bugaboos, and whether life is fair or not, is the fact that sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but I know for myself, I seem to get very intense over things, especially when it involves spirituality, things of that nature. I get very intense and very serious. And so I thought this week I'm devoting to playtime. Hi, this is Rita.
Hi, Rita. I just
Hi, who is
I
this?
I seem to have a lot of energy around me, and I just wanted to see what you picked up.
Okay. You said that you have a lot, you're sensing a lot of energy around you?
Correct.
Okay, and you want to know who...
In my house and everything, you know, I just wanted to see what you picked up from me.
Well, this has been, you know, when I think of energy, I think of teenagers. let me kind of focus in on what I'm getting for you, hon, and see what comes up with that. The first thing that I'm getting actually is that you're going to be, if you're not currently in a process of making either a couple or at least one major decision. And
right.
I feel like it's more than one thing. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. And the reason why I'm feeling this is because all your guides, your helpmates, everything on the other side is kind of coming, rushing to your aid, and it's almost as if they're jumping up and down saying, we're here, we're here. If you need us, we're here. These are your guides, okay? These are the entities, the spirits, whatever you want to call them, that all you got to do is ask and quiet your mind, and you'll get your answers to whatever it is that you're questioning. And I also feel, too, that you yourself can be pretty intuitive on your, you know, in your own way.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have what I call the eyes to see, the ears to hear. In other words, you're very sensitive to your surroundings.
Yes, ma'am.
Observant, and you pick up on the little things. Okay? So, with that said, it's like what they're telling me is to start picking up on the little things again, and your answers will come. And also, has your mother passed?
No, ma'am, not my mother.
There's a female energy that has passed that is pretty, very close to you.
Okay.
It feels like a mother energy.
And that's the same energy that I feel. I feel like there's a female energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a female energy. But I don't feel this. I don't believe that this female energy is one of your guides. This is someone that has lived their life and now has passed over. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like definitely an older person. Although I will say this, I do feel like a peer or another female energy, like someone maybe that you went to school with, some person like that has passed also that you knew. But this particular one that I'm feeling is definitely an older energy, an older female. It could be an aunt. It could be, someone that's connected. This person is connected to part of your family, and it's also connected on your mother's side of the family.
Okay. I have several of those, and several of them have passed recently.
Yeah. And this one was what I call artistically inclined. Now, when I say artistically, I use that as a broad spectrum. In other words, this person could have played a piano, they could have painted, they could have, done, there was something that they've done that was more towards the artistic bent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So, with that said,
did you say there was a younger energy as well?
There's like four or five around you. You know, there's quite a few. There's also one way back there. It's kind of a person that has also passed. This is a male energy. This is not a female energy. This particular individual is a male energy that passed a while ago. He's further back. In other words, this is someone that did not recently go over. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Male energy, older than you are, and very quiet, very much in the background, kind of wants his presence acknowledged, but doesn't have a whole lot to say.
Okay.
Just there kind of watching over you, if that makes sense.
It absolutely makes sense.
Okay. Now, here's the good news. Not that there's bad news, but here's the good news. What they're telling me, it's like all chatter at once, but what they're saying is you're really at the edge of a whole new chapter that is truly about to open in your life.
Cool.
A lot of what has been going on or whatever, it's starting to fade. The energy is starting to be pushed away into the past. What I'm sensing is that even though it seems like you're kind of between the old and the new right now, you will be putting that one foot. It's like you're in this limbo right now, but that's okay. It's like you're in this limbo for a reason, and that reason is to kind of really make up your mind as to what you would like your life to look like and start making plans in that direction. And you have a lot in you that has what I call been as of yet unexpressed.
That's hard to believe.
No, it's not. Not at all. No, you're a pretty talented lady. You know, and whether these are latent talents or blocked or whatever, they're there. I can definitely sense them. So just, you know, work with them and watch them come forth.
Okay.
Because I just feel that it's very important that you start that, you know, road to self-actualization. But as far as the everyday stuff, that's what I'm talking about. Things are going to start happening in a series of events that will precipitate a lot of good change in your life. And all I'm hearing is, like, it's about time.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, what's this about an animal? They're telling me something about an animal?
Probably
are
a dog.
Are you thinking, do you have one already?
Yeah. I don't want to say anything that's going to give it away, but I do have one already.
The reason why I'm saying that is because I feel like another one is coming or something.
I have one ordered, and it's supposed to be here Friday.
I don't know what kind of dog it is. Would you mind telling me that?
A boxer.
What was it?
A boxer.
A boxer. Oh, how cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to love your boxer.
I'm excited.
I know you've already got a name picked out for him.
I'm saying, sorry?
You already have a name picked out.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's a boy dog?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like this dog is going to be really, he's smart, and he's lively, and he's going to be a source of pure enjoyment for you.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... But I hope that helped, and
it does. And
when
everything,
you can,
just so you know, everything you said makes absolute sense, and it fits in perfect.
Well, thank you for the validation. I appreciate that very much, and it was a pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Take care now.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. So back to communicating with my children that have passed over. And in any event, like I said, when I deal with children that have passed over, regardless of whatever reason why they did, the fact of the matter is they are extremely entertaining, and they have a lot of wonderful energy. And so that kind of led me down that path of saying, you know what, Rita, you need to lighten up and you need to play a little bit. And so... today, you know how sometimes, I know that I'm probably not alone in this, but sometimes you feel like there's a world out there, and then here you are, and it's not that you're not exactly a part of it, but it's like, me, myself, I'm, you know, been called a control freak, and that's okay, that's the way I'm made, that's it. And so, I decided, you know, that when I want to take control, I'm going to miniaturize my world. And you're thinking, okay, Rita has totally lost her mind. But that's what I do. And I'll get that in a minute. Hi, this is Rita.
Hi. Hi, Rita. This is Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful. Well, I have just one short question. My mother passed away about 3 weeks ago. And I'd like to know if she has anything she needed to say to me, or if she, I'm kind of wondering if she's all right.
Well, they're always okay.
Well,
I mean, I've never met someone that has passed over that was not okay. But let me try to get into your mom's energy. And you said this was 2 weeks ago.
She passed away on the 21st of January.
Wow. Okay, let me see if I can kind of pull her in for you. Okay, who liked to garden or liked flowers?
Yes.
Was that her?
She did love flowers.
Okay, she loved the flowers. Okay. All right, let me kind of see what else I'm feeling from her. You know, when I get into your mom's energy, I kind of get tickled at her. And the reason why I say that is because she's got this sense of humor that's kind of dry.
Mm-hmm.
And she's making, like, she's saying stuff to me that it's not that it's, how would you say, it's not bad stuff, it's just, she's just making me laugh, and it's not, like, you know how, okay, this is kind of like, it's like, let's say, for instance, you're speaking to, let's say you are speaking to me, and I'm telling you this stuff, and in your mind, your head is saying, you know, you're saying one thing, and your mind is telling you another.
Right, right.
You know, it's like this dialogue going on in your head, and at the same time, you know, something else is being said. It's like, for instance, if I'm saying something to you, I hear your mother saying, like, in this little voice in the back of my head going, oh, yeah, well, tell her about the time. You know, and she's just making me laugh. Yeah.
We did laugh a lot.
she's just got a happy energy about her. Is there something about curtains or drapes or something that mean anything to you at this time?
Oh, both of us can sew, and we're always into projects of decorating, and whether it be drapes or something.
She's talking about my
drapes in my living room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I almost feel like, you know when you change drapes, like, on a seasonal basis?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I feel she's trying to talk about. I don't know why, but that's her way of coming through. It's like she's talking about these seasonal drapes and lightweight drapes. I feel like, I don't know about spring, but I feel more like summery kind of feel to them. And do you actually buy the drapes, or do you make them?
We make them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we don't, not professionally, just...
No, but I mean, I quilt, okay, but I don't do it professionally, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I was just curious because she's had, before she passed, well, for the past several years, she's been very depressed. And she died quite suddenly. It was 2 weeks in the hospital, and... But she did not want to, she died with dignity because she said if she couldn't be functional, she did not want to live. So I kind of felt that she had control over this. She just gave up and went on to the other side.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure that she was okay with...
Mm-hmm. Did she have a blood clot?
That may have been... they were thinking it was her heart. It could have been a blood clot.
It traveled. It started in the leg somewhere.
Yeah, there was a blood clot in the leg. They were trying to dissolve it.
Mm-hmm. But it traveled. There was something that traveled, maybe a piece of it or something. But I'm seeing a blood clot in the leg that traveled, and it just, bam, that was it.
You know,
But she's fine, and she's continuing where she kind of left off in life, I guess you would say. Still that, you know, that happy energy about her. And I will say this. When your mother made up her mind, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
She was very strong-willed.
Exactly, yes.
And it was like, I'm ready to go. And, you know, the funny part of this, not that I don't, that's a poor choice of words.
I know.
The ironic part of this is the fact that your mother felt in this life, it's like, I know years ago Peggy Lee sang a song, Is That All There Is? Your mother, in her heart, was an adventurer. And crossing over to the other side was a new adventure.
Uh-huh.
And I know this sounds, in a sense, selfish for those that she left behind. But it's like you know, metaphorically, if she could ride a comet, she would.
Mm-hmm.
That was her sense. It's like she just wanted to explore what was beyond.
Also,
when
I got to the hospital probably after she had passed, and I know there's, and I had asked her, and I was able to hold her hand, and they had to take her off all the machines. And I asked her, because my son had died in 91, and I asked, because since she didn't, I didn't feel like she had a strong spiritual belief, I just asked for her to take Hunter's hand and let him guide her over. And I'm just wondering if she has encountered him.
If she encountered who now?
My son who passed over years ago.
Is your dad still alive? There's an older man that's passed that met her.
Well, an older man, it could be her father.
Her father, okay. Because I feel like there was definitely an older man that was there. Now, as far as your son is concerned, believe it or not, I'm not sensing them together. I think your son is on a totally different, what I call level of existence.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and she's on her own level. And where she is now is very conducive. It's where she actually wants to be. She's very happy with this.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
Mm-hmm. She was very much ready to go.
Well, I knew that.
One of the things that she didn't want was to linger.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted things to happen very quickly. You know, like, bam, I'm here, and bam, I'm not. It's just that kind of a feel to her. Once she made up her mind, honey, it was just, you know, basically a done deal.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, sweetheart, and have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So my question to you guys is, how are you going to play this week? Anyway, lighten up, have fun. And you know what they say, laughter is the best medicine. And I have been blessed with family members that, for the most part, will have me crying for laughing so hard. And I love them for that, because I know last week my stomach hurt that I laughed so hard. And that is what I would like for you to have this week. Many of us need many things, especially in this economy. But I would like to gift you with that, just that, the gift of laughter. And that's why I kind of make my world miniature. And you know, what does that mean? Well, when I was a child, I was very fascinated by those little houses, you know, how they come in the tin prefabricated back in the 50s, and they had the little mom and dad, and I thought, wow, I feel so big. And so I would just love to play with those tiny things, because it gave me that sense of empowerment. And as I grew older, it's like the world kind of has at you, and there are times when you feel very insignificant and very powerless to do whatever it is you want to do. And that's why I say, just shrink your world a little bit. Hi, this is Rita.
Hi.
I can barely hear you, honey.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yes, I just have a question about meeting my significant other. That's, when will he come? If you can pick anything up about that, and my dog that passed away.
Did you say your dad has passed?
My dog. But a long time ago.
What
do you pick up on animals?
Five?
I'm sorry?
What happened 5 years ago? Because I'm picking up on 5 years ago with something with you.
Which
could be around 2003, 2004.
I don't remember.
Mm. Okay, then. Well, let me see what I'm picking up for you, honey. What was your name?
Tony.
Tony. Okay,
yes.
Tony. Let me see what I'm getting for you. All right, you asked about a significant other. There seems to be a lot of confusion around that. And I'm not talking about my part, I'm talking about yours.
Yes, okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because there's like residual energy that are still invading you in regards to a past or possibly even a current. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, mm-hmm.
All right. And it's almost like, and if I'm wrong, forgive me, but I just want to put it out there and explain to you what I mean. You know when you're through with a, you know, through with a relationship, at least mentally, and then you're just trying to heart-wise get over it?
Yes.
And you think you're there. But then there's something maybe 5% of you is still leaving your options open just in case that person decides to come back.
Yes.
Okay. That is the exact energy that I'm feeling with you. It's almost as if there's something that holds you back keeping your options open. Is that correct? Mm.
I wasn't aware of it, but I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware I'm doing that, but I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Now, here's what I feel in the matter of relationships. I'm not feeling it like tomorrow around the corner.
Right.
What I will say is there's going to be a series of events that will take place within 2 years. Now, I know that's going to seem like, you know, another lifetime, but it's not.
Within how many years, I'm sorry?
Two.
Okay.
2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You will be, now I'm not saying it's going to happen in 2 years. I'm saying a series of events from this point on, they're starting to move towards that direction.
Yes.
2 years from now, you will definitely be in a relationship that is what I consider the person that you're meant to be with, okay?
Okay.
But between now and then, things are occurring that have got to, hey, you got to meet, you got to do this. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But the intensity of the relationship, like you're happy, you're together, whatever obstacles, if any, you got to deal with, that's 2 years from now.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Now, as far as your dad is concerned,
my dog.
Oh, your dog. Okay.
I was going to say, I'm not, sorry.
That's
sorry,
all right. Because the
kid's dog.
Trying to get with your dad, I'm like, hmm.
My dog, I was so...
you don't have anything to say. Well, I know you're not there.
Thank you. Oh, my dog.
Dog?
Yeah, I mean, like
okay.
Most people, they're so attached to their, cosmically to their dog, spiritually to their dog, so... I was just wondering if you can pick up on animals, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple of dogs around, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Did you lose more than one?
Yes, but one in particular was very special to me. And her name was Poochie.
Mm-hmm. Is this a long-haired dog?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very, very perky.
Yes.
Like jumping
yes.
up and down, all
yes.
happy dog.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
That dog is still kind of, how would you say, around you?
Yes, yes.
I feel like you feel this particular dog, and sometimes you hear the dog.
Yes.
Like yes. either walking or something. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
okay.
almost like if you turn the corner in your house or something, turn around, there's the dog.
Mm-hmm,
there's Coochie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, yeah, well, it's real.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the dog is definitely around you, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You have a good evening.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Okay, then. So So if you don't want to hear me rattle on tonight, just give me a call and tell me how you're doing. So people are now thinking, what is she talking about miniaturizing your world, and why is she on this tangent? Well, like I said, whatever works for you works. And this is what worked for me. It's like sometimes you got to take things, matters into your own hands, but in order not to get overwhelmed, you have to, what, miniaturize them. And I think that, in other words, when I look at just things in general that are really annoying me or things that seem to overwhelm me, whether it's, you know, housework or it's whatever, it's like miniaturize it, shrink it, become bigger than it. And use your imagination. You ever see those snow globes or globes or snow domes? You know, shrink it down to that size and put it in that little world and say, yes, I can do this. I can do it. Like I said, there are ways that you can handle certain things if you just kind of not make them bigger than you are. And so that's my idea this week. I'm miniaturizing and laughing at the same time. So with that said, I know we were talking about karma earlier, and like I said before, karma is, like I said, is simply the process of cause and effect. Now, supposedly, before we are born into this world, we decide, while we're still in spirit, the lessons or whatever that we're going to pursue here. And spirit helps us to pursue these lessons by creating the conditions that are really necessary for us to receive our chosen experience. So karma is really not about punishment. It's not a punitive thing. In spirit, there is no right or wrong. It's about experience, and it's about the fulfillment of purpose. The idea, basically, that we are punished for our sins, to me, has always been a man-made form of social control. Any soul may choose to incarnate into a crippled body or whatever if that is beneficial to its progress. So when we work with this karma or this cause and effect, it kind of affects our lives in a couple of ways. The first thing is that we carry this cause and effect energy as part of our life conditions. Although not all of our conditions are what I would call karmic in nature or even in origin. So what does that mean? It means that not all relationships have a karmic energy to it. Whether it be, you know, siblings or significant others, not all of them have to be karmic in nature. They're there for different reasons, but a karmic relationship is usually a pretty heavy-duty one. And also, karma is a part of our conditions that kind of represents unfinished business and other residues from the past. Now, this I understand it on a head knowledge thing, but by the same token, it does annoy me. Because I have to say to myself, okay, who is perfect among us, all right? We're human, we're going to do things that are not exactly in the best interest of ourselves sometimes. So what do? We keep piling up this karmic energy, and we keep suffering the repercussions thereof. See, to me, that doesn't make sense. It's not the kind of life I want to live if every incarnation I have to come back and, you know, make up for a past life that I have no recollection of or possibly a mild recollection of. And that's why I'm a huge proponent of saying be here now, you know. Yes, there are karmic ties to a certain extent, but you don't let them, quote-unquote, rule your life. You learn, you know, are we here really for a lesson or aren't we? Aren't we here to enjoy ourselves? Well, I know that's, you know, that's what people say. I'm still in the process of trying to experience that. And so when things don't go according to the way we think they should, We always have to put a label to it. We got to figure out, the brain has got to analyze, why is it this way? Oh, I know, it's something I did in a past life, because heaven knows I couldn't deal with that in this life. It's some other person I was, so now I'm paying for it. Because, frankly, in this life, I have no recollection of doing something that would cause this thing, whatever it is, insert what you will here, to happen. So the analytical mind has got to make sense of all those things that occur in life that just don't seem fair. And a lot of us use the word karma as a punitive form, but like I said, it is not. It's supposedly what you put out there comes back. Now, another thing, too, is a lot of people talk about personal growth. I think that there's always room for improvement. We can always be a better expression of ourselves. Nothing wrong with that. And I have seen growth in friends that are tremendous. I have watched them grow over the years. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, what role models, and living the life that they are consciously evolving into. And I thought, well, as I see that, and I think to myself, yes, it is possible to do things in a better way, to treat people in a better way, to treat myself in a better way. And it all boils, like I said, it all goes back to self and what you put out there, regardless of your intentions, as long as you're doing the best you can in a given moment, okay? So the first step, I guess, in dealing with, if you believe you are dealing with a karmic situation, is basically the awareness and the acknowledgement of it. Are there any particular things that seem to recur throughout your life? Because I don't believe anything happens by chance. To me, recurrent themes suggest the hand of karma. They're telling you that they are providing certain conditions for a necessary life experience. And that could be in any area of your life. It doesn't have to be, you know, be one thing. It could be a couple of things. Now, this experience may be very obvious to you, and to me, you know, it should be, because you can always tell when there's a certain pattern recurring. But when there is not, ask spirit for guidance, whether it be through prayer, meditation, or dreams. And once you understand the karmic themes of this incarnation, you can definitely start working with them. In other words, you know, swim with the tide, not against it. And if you find it hard to acquire, let's say, money or hold money, practice good money management. Now, I have to laugh at that because, you know, my mother was a huge proponent of saying, you know, take $5 and tuck it away. Well, what if you just don't have that $5? What if you don't have 50 cents? You know what I'm saying? I could joyfully tuck $5 away, you know, if you have it. But what if you don't? You know, that's the other thing, too. So it's the idea of getting in a habit. And to me, it's sowing the seed. So it may not be $5. It may be a penny. Doesn't matter. It's the energy of having something that you could put aside. It's the concept, and it's the actual manifestation of you doing that. So even if it's a penny, bless those days of small beginnings, because they will grow. And so, if you find it hard to make, let's say, if you find it hard to make friends, you know, and sometimes we try to be a little bit nicer to other people, and then we may go overboard and be really nice to the point of being sickening, you know, you find your personal balance, but if you're not sure how to work with your particular lesson or karma, just ask for guidance and be open to answers. Now, the second aspect of karma is that it's being created all the time, okay? Every act of will, every thought is a karmic act. And so, you know, good karma doesn't, you know, I hate to label it good or bad. Karma is the experience. of the culmination of what we put out there, we're going to experience it back. And so the more, you know, the old adage of do unto others as you would have others do unto you, it's not going to hurt anything to try that out, okay? It, you know, return what you give to others. Usually when you're friendly to others, you receive friendship. Sometimes it doesn't work that way. All I can say is if it don't, then maybe that those people or individuals that you extended friendship to, they're not supposed to be in your life at this time. Maybe they're set aside for another time and place. And I know that, you know, when we talk about karma, we could look at karma, we could look at luck. Because luck is basically the quality that seems to attract good things to some people and repel them from others. But is luck real or is it in the mind? To some degree, and to some people, luck is an illusion or simply a matter of how you look at life. So say, for instance, someone won $10,000 in the lottery but just missed the jackpot by one number. Some would consider themselves very lucky to get that $10,000, while others would be really upset, their misfortune, that they didn't win the millions. So if you find yourself, in a sense, cursing your luck, take time to count your blessings, because there are blessings in our lives. Okay. Another thing too is the idea of comparison. You know how the other man's grass is always greener. This somewhat distorts our perception of luck. You know, because human nature tends to notice the other's good fortune and our own is bad. In fact, everyone has their share of problems, their burdens, their challenges, but they also have their share of blessings too to lighten the load. So the key here is to focus on your pathway, not someone else's. Now, of course, we may look at someone else's new car and say, wow, I'd like to have something like that someday. Hi, this is Rita.
Hi. I'm just new to the station, and I thought it would be interesting to call in. I had a few questions, if possible.
Sure.
One of the questions that I had, too, was my husband and I are moving towards the adoption path, and I wanted to see if that was a good path that we should be going down.
You're talking about adopting children, I assume.
Yes.
Not
pets. Oh, yeah. No, okay. We've got dogs.
Okay. Let me tell you what I'm sensing with this. I think that the energy... In retrospect, is good, but I want you to be very sure of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do not bite off more than you can chew. The reason why I'm saying that, because there will be a tendency to adopt more than one child.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I feel that... now, if this... You just started on this path, is that what you said?
Yes, my husband and I have been trying for a number of years to conceive ourselves,
mm-hmm.
although we feel that we, something in me tells me that I will have my own children.
Yes, you will.
But I'm sort of at the path, too, that, you know, you get to the point that you want it so bad that
mm.
you're doing it from every angle. And my husband and I have considered adoption for several years now, and we thought that looking into it and maybe going a little further into it was not a bad thing.
Well,
but we also don't want to give up on having our own.
I'm hearing to wait until June.
Okay.
The reason why I'm saying that, I don't know what's going to happen in the next 4 months. I'm not seeing that clearly, but it's like don't jump in there
uh-huh.
immediately, because I feel that there's avenues that you can always go down.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Those options will always be available.
Right.
And I especially feel if these are children from not from the U.S., okay?
Okay.
All righty. But it's saying wait about... 2 to 4 months, the minimum of 2, around 4 months, I'm still feeling June. And I feel like there's something that's going to come up, and it may assist you with this.
Okay?
Yeah. Because even though you and your husband have been trying, I feel your energy is more into it than your husband's. Now, why is that?
My husband's what?
I'm sorry, honey. What was that?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said about my husband's energy.
Yes. I feel like your energy is more in this manifestation than your husband's is. It's like he's going along with it, but I'm not feeling the full tilt here with him.
I guess I think he is not really sure.
Okay.
I think he inside really believes that we'll have our own,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think he's not sure. He's confused himself as to what avenue to go down. He's open for
yeah.
both sides of it. He
mm-hmm.
has nothing wrong with going for both sides, but I think
right.
he is basically...
No, let me tell you, there's an old saying when playing poker,
mm-hmm.
when in doubt, fold. So, it's like, what I feel with this, honestly, is you need to wait. I wouldn't make any major moves at this point. I think the confusion, I think the holding back is there for a reason. And I also feel that if you went down a certain avenue, that you might get in a little bit deeper than you care to, especially financially.
Okay.
You know, and I'm not saying that that would be an issue, maybe not, but I just do not get a good feeling with this. And that's why I'm saying just hold back. There's nothing wrong with holding back. You will not miss an opportunity.
Okay.
Whatever opportunity is supposed to be there will be there anyway.
Okay.
So,
but do
you
get
you know,
any strong sense that we will have any have our children, our own children?
Yeah, I feel like between now and next year, there will be a pregnancy. I don't know exact. I feel more like next year, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
It'll be. You know, I like, in other words, it may be a year from now, but I feel like January next year you will be pregnant.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting with this. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it
yeah.
is a possibility, even though we've had some issues, I mean, not physically or health-wise, but there's just been unexplained issues.
No, I'm not getting, no. You know, it's almost as if the child that you're supposed to is not ready to manifest yet.
Yeah.
You know, the timing is off for this child. And so that's why I feel like it'll be next year, around the beginning of next year for you.
Okay.
And to hold off on
adoption.
So,
but in general, we should be waiting until June to make any decisions.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I just have a strong feeling about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. You have a great evening, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you for listening. You're on the Rita Moore Psychic Medium Show tonight. And in other words, we were talking about the grass is always greener on the other side. And like I said, everybody has their share of challenges and they have their share of problems. But like I said, also the key is to focus on your own pathway. And, you know, sometimes life can tend to be very serious, very intense. Very heartbreaking, but on other levels, as Shakespeare, you know, said, you know, all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. Okay, luck. I would say, as a manifestation of karma, is very real. I mean, some people just attract the money, jobs, the right partner. That is a part of their conditions for this particular lifetime. And all we can do is try to recognize our own particular conditions and to operate to the maximum with these, you know, maximize the positive about it. For instance, it's like if you're really unlucky at gambling, it's like don't gamble, you know. Or if you do want to gamble for recreational purposes, then gamble with insignificant amounts. You know, don't push yourself to the max and, you know, make it a life challenge for yourself. And so, you know, it's like you have, you know, the only way you can break beyond your limitations is to know what your limitations are to begin with. And I fully believe that anything is possible. You know, whatever you put your mind to and really put your mind to, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to more fully experience life as you see it. Now, I know my imagination can actually run wild sometimes. I mean, I would have homes all over. And whether or not, you know, I'll see that in my lifetime, I'll doubt it. But, you know, it's always nice to think of. But there'd be a possibility of having maybe a home, one other home. Sure, why not, you know. So I say to you, just lighten up, have a little fun this week, laugh at yourself, laugh at others, why not? Laugh with them, that's even better. Okay. Now, this coming Saturday, I will be entertaining my first little girl, my psychic little girl, and I can't wait to get with her. I spoke to her mom. And Mandy, if you're listening out there tonight, a big hi. Can't wait to see you guys this Saturday. And if you have a child that is psychic or even yourself that you would like to probe that area a little bit further, you can visit me at my website at ritamoore.org and just email me from there, and that'll be great. And if you have any questions about metaphysics, life on the other side, I can't tell you what it's like. I don't remember the last time I was there, but I can certainly share my experiences of communicating with those who have passed over. And Saturday we're going to be doing some experiments, and we'll let you know how they work out and how that progresses. So we're real excited about that. And so I'm looking very much forward to it because I love kids, I love working with them, and they're just a delight. And for the adults, I love to work with the child in you. So anyway, with that said, we'll just keep moving on. Another thing that I would like to bring up is dreaming. A lot of you have asked, you know, how do I connect with my loved one, this, that, and the other. Mainly the original or the initial contact with the loved one whose psychic muscle, so to speak, has not been worked, it will come through your dream. More than likely, once the initial heavy-duty grief of losing a loved one has passed, that will come through your dreams, and it will also... you'll be able to connect on those levels with the individual. And so because of that, before you go to bed at night or before you go to sleep, just ask to connect with that person and, you know, see what happens. And if you don't succeed at the first attempt, that doesn't mean that there's a failure. Just keep trying, keep trying. Sometimes it takes, you know, months, but it will happen. The veils of our own belief system. Okay, then. All right, and I guess I would say that our show is just about at an end. I will be back in a couple of weeks, Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you then. And I love you guys, and thank you, Michael, my son, for making this possible this evening. And, Verge, I hope your knee gets better. Neva, I'll see you Friday. Freddie, you're my role model. I love you. You know who you are. Melissa, up in New York, hope you're listening. And to all my other friends, I love you guys. Take care, and I'll see and talk to you soon. Good night, everyone.